Hello and Via Life. Today we have a really special treat for you guys. For the month of March, we come to you every Wednesday and we're going to talk about our new book, From Chef to Entrepreneur.
Love it.
Hello and welcome to our Wednesday episode from Chef to Entrepreneur. And let's welcome my co-host, Chef Martin Lawrence. And for me, he was the perfect guy to do this episode with me, because not only is he a chef who turned entrepreneur, he did it successfully multiple times. Chef Lawrence, welcome to the show. And thanks for doing this with me.
Absolutely. It's an honor.
So for our listeners, just give everybody the 2-minute cliff note who you are and what your transition was from chef to entrepreneur.
Yeah. So I'm Lawrence Martineau. I live in Escondido, California, just north of San Diego. I grew up in this area. And 20 years ago, I started the first home delivery, meal prep home delivery service. It was called dinnerdelivery.net. I didn't have any formal training as a chef. I just came from the internet business. I started up a couple of internet businesses in the 90s, and then I took my idea of combining my passion for cooking with the internet. So for 20 years, I ran that company, and then it just got to a point where I was just kind of beat up from working in the in the kitchen and not having my holidays. So I transitioned from a chef to now running the internet division of a company that has nothing to do with food at all. But I was able to take my skills from a chef and parlay it into something new.
And that's exactly what the book is all about, making that shift from a chef to entrepreneur, because there's a lot of chefs out there which want to do more and they know they meant for more. And talk to us a little bit about that, because that's something you always struggled with. You're saying, hey, you knew you wanted to do something else and making that pivot. So what was that like for you?
There was a point where either I was going to keep pushing my business and keep being a chef, even though I knew deep down I was kind of just burnt out from it, or I was going to really sit down and take stock of what it is that I've learned being a chef and figure out how can I take those skills and do something else with it. And that's the direction I took with it. So I just had a heart-to-heart moment with myself and said, you know what, there's a lot more you learn than just knowing how to cook things on a stove or in the oven. There's a lot of other skills that come with running your own business, especially in the food business. And those are the skills that I focused on as strengths. And I went out there and marketed those strengths. And then within 2 weeks, I found an entirely different career that I love. And it happened to be right down the street from where I currently live. So it just couldn't work out any better. And my family's happier for it too, to have me back on the weekends. And during Christmas time, I'm at home and I'm not constantly in the kitchen trying to do catering jobs.
Yeah. I mean, you're spot on. And, you know, I always admire you for doing as many things as you do. And you talk a lot about transferable skills and, you know, share with the listeners a little bit where you feel some of those transferable skills for chefs, where it comes from and how they can leverage them.
Yeah, that's a great question. And actually, this was something that was brought up in the interview in the current mm-hmm. job that I have now. They asked me, you know, we do this, but you're a chef. So how can you even come close to even understanding our business? And I looked at the owner and the investor in their eyes and I told them, I go, well, you're in the business of preserving people's personal stories. In the food business, we're in the business of selling a story behind our dishes. So there's really no difference between what you do and what I do. It's just the vehicle that I use was food, and you're doing people's personal keepsakes as a vehicle of preserving stories. So when you start really looking at what it is as we do as chefs, is that, you know, if you look at it, we're a marketing person first before we're actually even a chef. Because when you sit down and work on a new recipe, you're not thinking about, okay, these are all the different ingredients I need to come up with. You're first kind of creating a concept behind the dish, like what do I want this dish to represent? And then you kind of work it backwards from there to figure out what ingredients and what processes that you have to do to make that dish come alive. So that was kind of just one of the transferable skills that I found is that we're marketing people first.
I absolutely love that. And you spot on. And on chapter two, we're talking about developing that entrepreneurial mindset, which I actually believe is a skill. A lot of chefs know they have it within, but they never really develop that muscle of making that decision. And it needs to be a very deliberate decision. And we talk a lot about that chefs need to start taking inventory on what people are asking them about. So if somebody would come to you and say, hey, Chef Lawrence, what was it like for you going from a culinary to the bronzery business? What are some of the skills you had to learn?
Some of the skills to make that transition. One of the things I really had to learn, and I'm still kind of developing, is that when I was an entrepreneur, I'm the one that kind of, I call the shots as a chef. Now I have someone that's actually paying me to work for them.
Yep.
And that is a transition because I have to make sure that my boss now, or the owner of the company that I work for, I have to make a conscious effort to make sure that I'm keeping him updated to make him feel like he understands what it is that I'm doing. Because before, I would just do what I wanted to do. And there was no one else I was reporting to except for myself. So that's really one of the biggest things that I had to learn and still fine tuning.
Yeah. And for me, I totally agree with that. And for me, I think the hardest thing was, we're talking a lot about mindset, but for me, the hardest thing was because I always knew I wanted to do something else. And by not doing it, beating myself up, and we here in the office talking a lot about, feeling, hey, why can other people do it and I can't? And I beat myself up, hey, saying I wasn't good enough, or I'm not smart enough, I'm not tall enough. You know how it goes. Mm-hmm. Was there ever a time for you where you were beating yourself up because you've seen other people and I was feel if you look at other people, you have the same, if not better, skill sets than they do. And how did they make it successful? How was that for you?
That's a great point because when I transitioned from dinner delivery to now the bronzery, the first 6 months, I would take meditation walks and I would look in the mirror and I'm like, dude, do you really have this? Because what the bronzery does is a very unique niche in its own industry. And it's a very kind of a difficult business to market. And I'm like, I don't know if I really have this skill set to do it. And then I pulled myself back and I'm like, yeah, you do. I mean, 20 years ago, you took the idea of combining food and selling it on the internet when no one else was doing it.
Yeah.
You didn't even have a commercial kitchen. You had no experience of running a food business, and you did it for 20 years and supported your family doing it. What do you mean you can't do this? And why are you thinking that other people have a skill set more than you? Because like Brian Tracy says, that really people that are that you consider your competition or maybe people that are better than you only do what you do maybe 10% different, and that's it. And I really had to find my own 10%. And now things are starting to really click along. So
I love that. And that leads us perfectly into in chapter three, we're talking a little bit about navigating business landscape. What was a aha moment or a place for you to saying, hey, I really need to look at some things differently or ask for help? How was it for you navigating that new business landscape?
I finally had to sit down with the owner and investors and say, listen, I can't be a one person show and doing sales and marketing. I need some support.
Yep.
And when I finally was now after about 4 months now, I finally have a team that's helping me. And it did two things for me. One, it really validated because these people are they all come from digital marketing and it validated in my mind going, listen, you're right there with them. And all the skills that I've created in the last 20 years running my own internet-based food business. So shove that to the side. You're no longer comparing yourself saying that you're lesser than anybody else. You've actually have a skill set that's right at their level. And then number two is just an aha moment is My leadership skills that I accumulate, that I developed in the kitchen by being able to give instructions, clear instructions to my staff to make the kitchen run.
Yep.
Was actually something that I use with my current marketing team. And the feedback that I get from them is that they really value my leadership skill. They said, you're very clear with your communication. You're very supportive. And that completely came from running a kitchen, because you have to be completely supportive in the kitchen.
You spot on. And you always talk to me about strategic planning, especially goal setting. Talk to us a little bit about what are some of the skills you utilize to kind of learn that business landscape. And goal setting is a huge piece of that.
Absolutely. And this is something that we've discussed with our mastermind group is, you know, your life vision, like what is your life purpose, and then working your goals backwards from there. It's a daily process for me. I mean, I'm up at 5:45 every morning. I spend about 20 minutes reading, and then I go for another half an hour, not only planning my day, but making sure that what I'm working on every day is leading up to the goals that I've identified for myself. So it's a daily muscle that I have to work out, and it's a habit that I constantly work on to move my future self forward on a daily basis. So it's not something you can just set your goals and then look and then come back to it next year and expect things to be different. It's something that you've set and then you work on every day.
And it's so true. You know, we talk about this a lot, is it's hard to improve. It's hard to measure if you don't start. And there's a little slogan we have, you know, it's progress over perfection. You need to just start. So starting for you, you know, having that pivot into a business which was already established, I think it's hard enough. But even harder is as you started out your home meal delivery business. Talk to us a little bit about developing that successful culinary business. How do you know, or how did you know that this is something you wanted to do? Because for me, going out and talking to my chef friends, they never start something because they don't know how to start or where to start or what to start and who to start it with. How did you make that pivot?
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, in the early mid 90s, I was involved with some internet startups. And then after we sold one of them, I've always had a passion for cooking. I knew that about me, first of all. And I was at a perfect point because I was single, just sold the company. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to finally just jump off and take the leap of combining my passion for cooking with the internet. Now, there was a lot of other ups and downs, because during this process, I finally did meet someone, then we got married, and then we had children. And there was a lot of challenges to be able to run a food business and support a family, to where my wife was able to stay home and raise our two boys. But I always kept that passion at the forefront of my mind, going, listen, you can do this. This is something that brings joy to your life. It's really not about the money. Let the money be secondary. Mm-hmm. I want you, and this is a self-talk, I want you, Lawrence, to be able to go through this journey of saying that in the end, you went for it and you did it, and you created a brand that brought joy and change in other people's lives. And that's exactly what I did. And like I said, it wasn't easy. There was a lot of up and downs where I'm like, oh my God, what am I doing? Especially when you're 14 hours in the kitchen on your feet going, why am I doing this? And I still got a pile of dishes to scrub because I just sent my staff home because I don't want to pay overtime anymore.
It's so true. And if any of our listeners want to start something new, for me, how I started what we do today, I found a small chunk of time, and maybe Chef Lawrence, you can talk a little bit how you managed that. But for me, it was trying to find, so if I would start over today, I would do two things. Number one, I would find myself a mentor, or I would find a support group. And maybe support group is not the right word. We call it a mastermind group. But get with a few people which think the way you do, and before you start. The second thing I would do is get really clear of what I want to do in my business, and be calling finding your superpower. And your superpower is something people asking you constantly for. And you started out your site that people came to you, hey, can you make me meals and all the stuff. So for me, I would find a group I could join. I would get really clear of what I want to do. And then I would take a chunk of time, and that's how I started. And I started out 2 hours a week and see what progress I made. And then I said, oh my God, this works. How about I do 5 hours a week? And then I went 5 hours for a few years. And then 7 years into it, I was able to make 60% of my, at the time, salary in my side hustle. And I was sitting there and it was really hard for me to say, okay, I let go of my full-time job and do this full-time, because if I can give this another 20 hours a week, I know I can do that. And I feel there's a lot of chefs fall short in that, because it's still hard to make that pivot. And it's not that you don't need to make that pivot, because you could be great making an extra 5-10 grand on the side hustle. How was it for you? What was your steps going through it, starting this? And when was that time you knew you wanted to do this full time?
We're talking about the dinner delivery, like how I made that pivot and started due time. Well, actually, so when I knew that we were going to be selling our company, I just took the foot off the throttle a little bit, and I just started dedicating a little bit more time to exploring the opportunity of starting my own food business. And then once I was kind of done with what I was already doing, I already had a plan in place, and I started running it out of my home, like probably a lot of other caterers did. You just start using your own home kitchen, and I just started from there. And then all of a sudden, I had this one morning where I woke up and I said, you know what? I'm going to act bigger than I really am. I'm going to call the Southern California chapter of Meals on Wheels, and I'm going to present my business plan to them and see if they want to utilize me in some capacity. So I called them, talked to the director. He's like, no, we don't really, you know, you're kind of going after the consumer market. We're after the senior market. But I'll keep you in mind. The next day I get a phone call from someone saying, hey, we spoke to the director at Meals on Wheels for Southern California, and he mentioned you. We have this brand new kitchen that we need a chef to run. It's for a retirement community. And by the way, you can run your entire dinner delivery business out of there for free, as long as you run the kitchen 365 days out of the year. And I'm like, oh my gosh, how did this just manifest? And I took advantage of that opportunity. And that's where I was for 20 years, running that facility and running my business out of there as well. So I didn't have a mentor at the time, but I listened and I read a lot about developing myself to be able to recognize the signs when the universe is giving you opportunities in front of you, and have the confidence to believe in yourself, to take on those opportunities and not look back. And then over a period of time, I met you, and then I met Joe, and then I came into the mastermind group. And then that just took me to a whole nother level that led to where I'm at now. So I wish I would have done exactly what you have done, Chef. I would have gotten myself a mentor, right? Mm-hmm. I would have saved myself so much time and money if I would have done that. Worked with mentors. Yeah. I've already been there and done that.
I totally agree. And for me, if I would start over, that's exactly what I would do, because I started the way you did. It took me 8 years to build something. Now, when I look back, I kind of judge myself sometimes, saying it took you 8 years to do it, because if I would do it over, I think I could do it now in 6 months, what I used to take 8 years, because I know who to call and who to partner with. And that's something I think needs to become more, I don't want to call it just prominent in our industry, but chefs need to raise their hand and say, hey, I need help here. How do you feel about that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, as a chef, I mean, you're being pulled in so many different directions. I mean, you're the HR director, you're also the marketing person, you're the salesperson, you're also the operations, plus you're doing inventory control. I mean, you're just being pulled in so many different directions. So if you are able to allow yourself just even 2 hours a month to be with a group that you can just ask any questions to, or say, hey, I have this side hustle job, to have a mastermind group that you can communicate that to. And then all of a sudden, when you log off and then all of a sudden your meeting's over, you have people behind the scenes that are working for you without even realizing it, because they're doing research because they want to help you transition to the next level in your life. And you can't really put a price on that one. All of a sudden people feel like they want to work for you because they like you and they want to see you accomplish your dreams. I mean, that's just, that's what, you know, a chef today needs to do, is find that, because it's just, especially with robotics and the whole, everything's changing now in the industry. So it's like, you may not have the job security that you thought you had 5 years ago.
Yeah, things are changing. So true. There was just a newspaper article. I think it was The Guardian. He had it two, three days ago, that by the end of this century, that AI will assist or replace 80 million jobs. And mm-hmm. our industry is one of them which is affected. So it's certainly something to be aware of. And again, for our listener, if you wonder what we're doing here, so we have this show called the Disruptive Chef Entrepreneur Show, where we bring tips, tricks, and strategies we use on a daily basis to speed up your growth in your business and in your career. We launched a book called From Chef to Entrepreneur a few days ago. And for the month of March, we have a conversation around this book. If you want to get your copy of the book, go on the show notes below. Go to christianjfisher.com. You can download the book there for free. And hopefully it helps you start your career from chef to entrepreneur. And I have Chef Lawrence with me today, who is not just an amazing culinarian and an amazing human being. He's also a great businessman. And I invited him to be the co-host for me and with me here for the month of March, because he has actually done it. So what we will do for the next few shows, and we come live here every Wednesday to you, where we're going to take a small segment of what it takes to start it. So today we talked about just navigating the landscape, understanding what's out there, and that you know you can do it. After that, hey, what's out there? Where can I fit in? What could my niche be? And Chef Lawrence talked about, you know, starting a meal business and now being in the brasserie. And then the final things, what are the few steps it will take to make the pivot and when to pivot? Next week, we're going to take it a step further. What else do you need to be aware of when you start your career from a chef to entrepreneur? So Chef Lawrence, thanks for being me here today for episode one. We're going to share some more stuff next week. So what is your key takeaway from today's session?
The key takeaway is that if you're listening to this and you're thinking about transitioning to become an entrepreneur, do your own thing, don't be afraid to look for help. Mm-hmm. Ask for help. We're especially from this organization right here with Chef Christian. That's what we want to do. We want to help other people achieve their dreams, because there's nothing more satisfying and more fun to watch other people achieve different levels of their own life.
I love that. So Chef Lawrence, can you tell our listeners, how can they follow you? How can I find you? How can they learn about brasserie?
Yeah, actually. So my email address, if you want to contact me, is very simple. It's just like my name, Lawrence, just add a J between my first name and last name, yep. Martineau@gmail.com. Also on Instagram, it's just Lawrence Martineau. And the company that I'm currently working with right now is called bronzery.com, B-R-O-N as in Nancy, Z as in zebra, E-R-Y.com. It's really cool what we do.
Awesome. And we have the information in the show notes. And then if you found today's episode helpful, I would like you to join the DisruptiveChef.club, which is our private community where you get the latest and greatest. We send you a copy of your book from our book. Also, where you're going to get front row seats to all of the cool things, what we do. And within there, we will make sure that you know how to get a hold of Chef Lawrence and you can pick his brain, because he's amazingly good at what he does. So with that, I want to say thank you for being here on day one from our Chef to Entrepreneur route, where we're going to dive deeper every Wednesday for what it takes to make that pivot. Chef Lawrence, thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
Until next time, remember to disrupt the kitchen, fire up your career, stay hungry. I'm Christian, your disruptive chef, entrepreneur, host. Join today with my co-host, Chef Lawrence. He's absolutely amazing. So be the change, challenge yourself, and set the world on fire. Until next Wednesday, we appreciate you listening in today. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.